PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading.
Today's my day off, so it's a perfect day to catch up on some chores around the house. I've made a list. I've got plenty to do. Seems like chores just come looking for me when I'm at home. But out there in the work world, if you want a job, you've got to find one, which is what my friend Fox does in this book, Fox on the Job.
Fox on the Job by James Marshall. Read by Fred Newman. Fox liked to show off for the girls.
Oh, my! Wow!
Said the girls. One day, Fox showed off just a little too much. Fox was saved, but his bike was a wreck.
That's all right, he told the girls. I'll just ask my mother for a new one. Now see here, Fox, said Mom. I'm not made of money, and you will just have to get a job if you want a new bike. A job? There must be some other way.
And he went to his little sister.
Louise, dear, said Fox.
But Louise would not help.
I'll scream!
I won't forget this. Who needs a bike anyway?
Just then, Carmen rode by.
That does it,
said Fox, and he went to look for a job. Pizza time! Fox saw his friend Dexter coming out of the pizza parlor.
You can't fire me, said Dexter. I quit. Fine, said the boss. Maybe my next delivery boy won't eat up all the pizza.
Dexter left in a huff, and Fox stepped inside the pizza parlor.
Do you have a job for me?
Do you like pizza? Asked the boss.
I prefer hot dogs, answered Fox.
Excellent! Are you fast on your feet?
Oh, like the wind!
Excellent! Ha ha! Take this pizza over to Mrs. O'Hara. She's been waiting a long time.
Fox was out the door in a flash. On Homer's Hill, Fox picked up speed.
Ha ha! I'm the fastest fox in town!
At that moment, Louise came around the corner. She was taking her pet mice to the vet for their shots. It was quite a crash. Fox, Louise, and everything else went flying. They saw stars.
Now you've done it, said Fox. You've made me late. I really have to step on it.
He hurried off to Mrs. O'Hara's, and Louise went to the vet's. Dr. Jane opened the box.
Where are your pet mice? This looks like a pizza.
Uh-oh, said Louise.
Meanwhile, Fox knocked on Mrs. O'Hara's door.
It's about time. I'm having a party, and we're just dying for pizza. It'll be worth the wait. Pizza time,
said Mrs. O'Hara to her friends. She opened the box. Back at the pizza parlor, the boss was hopping mad.
Mrs. O'Hara just called.
You're fired!
Didn't she like the pizza?
Uh-oh. It doesn't look like Fox is off to a very good start. We'll catch up with him later, but right now, I've got my own work to do. This is really hard work, but it's looking pretty good, don't you think? You know, a job just isn't a job unless you put some effort into it. But if you love what you're doing, it's definitely worth the work.
Hi, I love my job. I've been with the insurance business for 33 years. Job is the best. It's the greatest. You go down two blocks to 42nd Street, you make a right, and it's about three buildings in. This is Ross, the famous Ross. Famous to me, anyway. Dealing with people is the best part of it. I love it. That's not a lie either.
You know how many years I work here?
How many?
I wouldn't tell you, because you wouldn't believe it.
Water, please.
I started this business walking four dogs, and now I have 20 people working for me. Walking dogs is a very fine art. It's amazing.
Oh, yes, so adorable. Fenway, you're on the wrong side. Fenway, you're still on the wrong side. Fenway.
You have to know how to walk, not get tripped over by the dogs.
Uh-oh. Wait. Woo! Okay, ready?
I love dog walking.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Sophie.
I like rolling around with them. I like squeezing them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade this dog for anything in the world.
Oh, Vin, you're looking beautiful this morning, as always. Chill out. Come on, you're not in a hurry. Okay, yes, I think we're almost there.
All right, I love my job.
Ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a firefighter. I really loved this job.
Signal 800, attention engine 4. Car Fryer in front of 2460 Albany Avenue, acknowledge.
Okay, guys, that's us. Engine 4 is responding. Let's go.
Ever since I was a kid, I loved to play with Lego. It was my favorite toy ever, and now I've got a job playing with Lego. I'm Francie Berger. My job is to build models out of Lego bricks. I build things for TV commercials, store displays, and ads in magazines. I love working with my hands. It's a lot of fun to play with Lego because I can start with small pieces, and about a week later, I'll have a 3-foot-tall model of anything that I've dreamed up. I come up with a lot of crazy ideas. It takes a lot of imagination to do my job. You always have to be thinking of new ideas, new models to build. You can build anything out of Lego bricks. The only limits are your imagination.
I got the best job in the world. I'm a mother.
In every job, you must be prepared for the unexpected. I know that, and you know that. But does Fox know that?
The Haunted House. Fox walked by the amusement park.
Too bad I don't have money for a few rides.
I heard that, said Mr. Jones, who ran the park. Perhaps you would like a job.
You don't mean it.
Mr. Jones put Fox to work at the haunted house.
What's inside? Asked Fox.
Oh, it's very scary, said Mr. Jones.
Fox's first customers were Carmen and her little brother, Clark.
Ticket for the kid.
Aren't you going in?
Asked Fox.
It's not scary enough.
Fox and Carmen waited and waited.
What's taking that kid so long?
Fox wondered.
Maybe he got lost. Why don't you go inside and look for him?
I beg your pardon?
You aren't scared, are you?
Me? Scared?
And Fox went into the haunted house. Inside, it was really something.
Welcome to the haunted house, cried a skeleton.
Cried a ghost. Cried a vampire. Poor Fox was white as a sheet.
Hi, Fox,
said Clark.
I'll show you how to get out. For shame,
said Fox to Mr. Jones.
That's no place for little kids. I quit.
Oh, poo. They love it.
Boy, Fox sure is having his troubles. Maybe he could use some tips from an expert. Wayne Francis is a 15-year-old who wanted to be his own boss. He started his own business, and now he's off and running. Whoa!
My name is Wayne Francis, and I'm running a business called Wacky Wayne's Wonderful World of Color. I sell nail polish to the girls in my community.
You know I got it for you. I held it for you. Thanks a lot.
I'm selling nail polish because nail polish has something to do with fashion. I knew it was really popular with the girls, and I knew I'd make a lot of money.
Come on, this nail polish looks good on you. All right, so would you like to take it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, thanks a lot. You know I saved the blue for you, of course. Yep.
A different color.
Maybe you want to try this.
Yeah, this is nice.
What I do is just let my excitement come out in my personality, and that's when I make my best sales.
Hi, Wayne.
How you doing? All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Look at this one.
That's dope, Wayne.
Come on. All right, at least try it on. Let's see how it looks, all right?
I'll do that.
Come on, why don't you try it on? You like it?
Yeah, I'll take
this. All right, so would you like to take it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Wait, I
got one. The South Bronx is a place where most people feel depressed and they feel that they can't achieve high goals. To me, I think there's no limits. I buy my nail polish from a warehouse, and when I come home, I count up what I have and I sort it out. I have to keep track of what colors sell the best and how much money I'm making. When I get my money, I don't waste it on anything else. It goes straight to the bank for my college education.
Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. I'd like to deposit this.
What's new, Wayne?
Well, I have some new colors you might like to try next week.
Sure, bring it.
I think I'm most proud of all the money that I've made, mainly because I know I've done it myself. I've achieved it independently.
Bye-bye. Have a nice day now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, what is profit? Wayne.
Profit is the money left over after you've met your cost. I sell everywhere. I sell at the train station. I sell at my school. Anywhere possible.
You'll be interested
in buying,
so I'm looking forward to seeing you, all right? Okay. My name is Wayne.
What do you mean?
I have some new colors. You
want to
see?
I don't want no nail polish. I like my nails
about half.
Who cares?
Let me see
your nails. Look, you
ever
have any nail polish on?
Not everyone is going to say yes to buying nail polish. I know that. So what I try to do is never try to be negative. Always look positive, even if someone says no to me.
Do you see the blue? I'll be at the train station selling nail polish. Maybe you like some later.
All right, see you at 3. What time?
At around 3 o'clock.
Bye-bye.
My father is an excellent inspiration for me in my business. He's been there anytime when I needed advice.
What happened at the bank?
I was so surprised to see that I had so much in the bank account. I mean, I couldn't even believe it that I had so much.
What are we talking about? How much?
Enough to pay for my first year in college.
You've got to be kidding.
Nope.
Oh, that is great.
Thanks.
Running my own business makes me feel like there are no limits to what I can achieve. I feel like I can do anything or be anything I want.
I guess Wacky Wayne knows which colors sell. For him, bright colors mean big dreams. But for Fox, bright ideas mean sweet dreams.
a bright idea.
This just isn't my day, said Fox. But I'm not giving up. I'll think of something.
Just then, he came to a furniture store. And suddenly, he had a bright idea.
Business is bad, Fox, said the owner of the store. I can't give you a job. Maybe you can.
And he told the owner his bright idea. Later that day, Carmen and Dexter were out for a stroll.
Look at that,
said Dexter. A large crowd was standing in front of the furniture store.
I can't see,
said Carmen.
Lift me up.
Dexter lifted Carmen above the crowd.
What's going on?
Dexter asked.
It's Fox.
What a great bed, said someone.
I want one,
said someone else.
What a great idea,
said the boss. But Fox was already sound asleep and dreaming of his new bike.
I've heard of sleeping on the job before, but I never thought you could turn sleeping into a job. Well, old Fox finally found a job that was right for him. And here are some books that might be just right for you, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Can you imagine a pig cleaning his room and washing the car? Well, guess what? Here's one that does in Pig Pig Gets a Job. Pig Pig wants to earn money, so he sets out to find the job. Now, Pig Pig is pretty ambitious. He wants to build houses and fix automobiles. He even wants to train animals in the circus. Pig's mom wants him to calm down. She wants him to get an easier job. So they come up with the compromise. I'm Lewis. Why don't you join Pig Pig and me working around the house? You can help your family and yourself at the same time.
Hi, I'm Christina Coleman, and I'm an expert at helping out. I wash the dishes, take out the garbage, and clean my room when my mother tells me to. There are some chores that I didn't even know about until I read this book, Helping Out. This book has pictures of real live people. My favorite is feeding the baby. It's a very messy job, but somebody's gotta do it. You can also help out an older person. It feels good to care for somebody else. As you can see, there are many ways of helping out. So help yourself to this book. I'm sure you'll find a job that's perfect for you.
Hey, all you music lovers out there. Here's a story that'll have you snapping your fingers and tapping your feet to the beat of the Oak Street Band. It's music, music for everyone. The girls in this story decide to raise money for Rose's sick grandmother. What they do best is play music. Accordion, flute, drum, and fiddle. At first, they were really nervous. But Grandma said, go ahead, try it. They formed the Oak Street Band. Their first party is outrageous. Everybody is up and dancing. What I really liked about this story is that these four girls work together to bring happiness to everyone. My name's Kristen, and I hope that someday I can have a job just like that.
Now, after a job well done, this is the best part. I wonder what Fox would say.
Fox would say, what a way to end a day.
I'll see you next time.
Thank you. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Fox on the Job by James Marshall, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books USA, Incorporated. Pig Pig Gets a Job by David McPhail, published by Dutton Children's Books, a division of Penguin Books USA, Incorporated. Helping Out, Words and Photographs by George Ancona, published by Clarion Books, a Houghton Mifflin Company imprint. Music, Music for Everyone by Vera B. Williams, published by Greenwillow Books.